The Pollinator Port Project will create habitats for at-risk native bee populations and include research on the movement and behavior of bees in the city. New York City Department of Transportation NYC. Commissioner Adanis Rodriguez, the Horticultural Society of New York, the HORT, and Rutgers University today, during Earth Week, announced the Pollinator Port Project to create habitats for at-risk native bee populations in select NYC. Public plazas and open streets. As part of the project, bee hotels and bee bunkers will be installed, and vegetation will be planted to provide nourishment for bees and other pollinators. According to the United Nations Environment Program, bees are essential for the planet and are a crucial part of the biodiversity needed to sustain life. Bees have fewer habitats in urban areas and often have long distances between green spaces in cities. The installations announced today will provide connections between other green spaces across the city and will attract tickle bees, a small, native bee species that rarely sting. The Pollinator Port Project will include the following NYC. Plazas and open streets. Last year, bee hotels and bunkers were tested in Parkside Plaza in Brooklyn and Fordham Plaza in the Bronx. Fordham Plaza. Parkside Plaza. Cooper SQ Plaza. Kiskaya Plaza. Dickman Plaza. Water Street, Staten Island. Gates Ave. 34th Ave. Bee hotels look similar to bird houses filled with natural materials such as reeds and bamboo that serve as rooms for solitary bees to nest their larvae and occasionally rest. Female bees deposit their eggs throughout the summer and provision them with food so the developing baby bees can safely grow. The bee hotels will be posted in planted areas of public plazas and open streets to accommodate movement in the planted corridor of our streetscape to facilitate their commute between the five boroughs. Bee bunkers provide protected soil into which female bees build their nests and lay their eggs. Over the winter, the developing larvae are kept safe and cozy until they are ready to emerge in the spring. Burrowing bees tend to stay local to their habitat and typically forage within 3 to 4 blocks of where they live. Burrowing bees are docile and rarely sting. The bunkers will be placed inside existing planters to minimize interactions with people. In addition to providing habitats, researchers from Rutgers University will study the city bees, their use of provided habitats, and how they move across the city. In one study, the bees will be marked using safe, biodegradable, colored spots to gain information about their population size and movement between green spaces. The HORT hosts an annual bee jubilee where New Yorkers can volunteer to help spot bees that are marked by the scientists to identify where the bees travel. The HORT currently provides maintenance, operations, and horticultural care at 30 plazas, 25 open streets, and other public spaces in underserved communities across the city. Those resources will be expanded to 100 public spaces in underserved neighborhoods to ensure all New Yorkers have better access to high-quality and vibrant public spaces. The HORT provides technical assistance HORT support to community partners, which includes permitting, programming, community outreach, promotion, fundraising, grant writing, and more. The Rutgers Department of Ecology, Evolution, and Natural Resources is part of the School of Environmental and Biological Sciences located in New Brunswick, New Jersey. The Idelson Foundation provided a $50,000 grant to Rutgers for the first 3 years of this study.